Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today, we are joined with an exclusive interview with Dr. Rhonda Webb, the Chief Executive Officer at Pagosa Springs Medical Center. Dr. Webb, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks. I'm very happy to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to get out there.
What I'd like to talk about today is some of the challenges and the successes of being a rural hospital in the middle of a global pandemic. What does the community need to know about Pagosa Springs Medical Center and how you guys are faring right now in this moment for 2021?
We've been lucky in some ways in that our community has been quite proactive throughout this pandemic, and we were very proactive signing up for vaccine as soon as we could. And once we realized that we weren't mitigating enough, you know, our light at the end of the tunnel and our hope for the future of this is vaccinating people to get herd immunity. You can get herd immunity by everybody getting sick, but when that happens, you stand to lose millions of people getting sick before the herd immunity develops. And so getting vaccine has been very exciting. We've been lucky in Southwest Colorado to have such a relationship with San Juan Basin Public Health. They've done a great job spearheading getting vaccine. And Southwest Colorado, if I understand correctly, is the region that's given the biggest percentage of their vaccine so far that we've been able to take. So that's great. Now, understandably, we're a smaller group than the metro area, than Denver. And I know that we have been able to vaccinate first doses more than 500 people as of yesterday who are in the 1A and 1B, 1 and 2 subtypes. And we will vaccinate 300 community members starting in the 70 plus age group. Very proud of the fact that our nursing home was not scheduled to be vaccinated for a while. And then our assisted living was not supposed to be scheduled for vaccine, I don't think, until like March, because the pharmacy company was supposed to vaccinate them. But we were able to work with public health and get that vaccine, and we went and vaccinated them on New Year's Eve. And so we're very proud of that.
Capacity and availability and servicing patients at hospitals, at big, huge hospitals, have been headlines across the nation. Let's talk about some of the challenges that are happening here in our region. Certainly, Mercy is our big little hospital that we have, but let's focus on Pagosa Springs Medical Center and your challenges that you face here while serving the people of Archuleta County.
Well, it's very different to be a small hospital. We're an independent district, a special district, and so we are supported by the taxpayers. We receive a mill levy of about $1.2 million a year, so we're public. I have 7 publicly elected board members that are my bosses, and I am their one employee. And so it is an interesting place to work, but we like having that independence and that control. Again, we have a wonderful relationship with Mercy. It is the hospital that we are more likely to send patients to than anyone. It's within an hour from us. We have good relationships with all the hospitals in Southwest Colorado. If Mercy has beds and can take care of the patients that we need to send, they are who we communicate with a lot. That being said, we get to make our own decisions here. Medicine is fluid, and it was fluid even before the pandemic. And now with the pandemic, it's become even more fluid. Sometimes we're changing policy several times a day, watching what the governor's doing. It's been challenging for everyone, but for rural hospitals, we were sort of at the end of the supply chain as far as being able to get the drugs needed to treat the coronavirus. And so we weren't able to hospitalize them until December 1st. We were very proactive with making sure we followed all the rules about trying to get CARES Act funding. That's when we started sleeping again at night, I guess, March and April. Now the challenges, of course, things like vaccine. So we were able to get Pfizer vaccine to our region. That's the one that has to be kept at a very, very cold temperature. Again, we've given, you know, 500 vaccines, and now going into the community to start to do 300, maybe even 330 if we get extra doses of vaccine, but just getting those people scheduled, getting them, and we go in the order that they call. We still have a hotline you can call. I think it went into play on either the 30th or 31st. So we now have an active place on our webpage to where you can go and register for vaccine and get into a time slot, because it's going to take a long time to vaccinate all of our community members who are 70 and over. And we took this responsibility on because, quite frankly, there's just not someone else right now who can do it. But it's the logistics of getting the vaccinations to them and make sure it's done exactly right. We so far managed to not lose a dose, but it has been a lot on an already lean running hospital with not a lot of staff. We're doing the best we can with none of us get enough vaccine, but we are able to take what we've taken every bit that's been offered to us, and we've managed to give it all.
Dr. Webb, how many beds do you guys have available at Pagosa Springs Medical Center?
We only own 10 beds, so 10. But I have a surge plan where I could surge to 26 beds. I have, I have an operating room, two operating rooms now, which means I have a pre-op and post-op area. It's all one little area, and I could surge to 26 beds. I have no ICU. I could surge to a two-bed ICU located in one room. We've converted to where we have more negative pressure rooms. But our goal here has always been the same, and that is to not ever have to surge, to always be able to see the patients, admit the ones that need admitting, and those that do need that higher level of care to be able to get them out, either to Durango or up to our urban partner hospital. You know, we've had instances in the last 2 months where that we were tight on beds for our state ICU beds, I think in November especially, where we were at a position where we were not going to be able to get patients out. And people don't always understand that the number of physical beds you have doesn't matter. It depends on how much staff you have to staff those beds. So as part of our surge plan, pretty much every employee I have who's not offsite is part of the surge plan. You know, if you get enough people sick with COVID and you can't clean patient rooms or you can't screen people to come in the door, you have to be able to do all of that. So everybody would be trained, cross-trained into another position.
Dr. Webb, is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
I'm very proud of the way Southwest Colorado has dealt with this. We're working together and we're doing the right thing for people. The vaccines are our hope. As we can get more and more people vaccinated, especially starting with those vulnerable populations, that will bring us and open us up sooner. And if it's been terrible. And, you know, I watch my family and friends at frontline in Louisiana and Texas, and they're exhausted taking care of patients. Their ICUs are full. And I just never want us to be that way. And I think the vaccine is the reason for that. And so we are going to try to vaccinate as many people as we can.
Dr. Rhonda Webb, CEO of Pagosa Springs Medical Center, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.